The National Broadcasting Company interrupts all its programs for a special broadcast. This is Morgan Beatty in the NBC newsroom in Washington. The news corps at the White House, exactly 4 minutes ago, was called in from the paper-littered press room in the West Wing to President Truman's private office, an office that's about a quarter of a block across the building. The newsmen and women, incidentally, there are several of them in this corps now, hope and believe they will be given the whole story of the Japanese surrender note. They're inside with the president now. That's the note promised nearly 12 hours ago by Radio Tokyo. The note that NBC's Dr. Max Jordan told us. It seems to me the men are coming out now. I hear loud voices. Hello, Ralph Howard Peterson at the White House. What is it? Just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the president has just announced full acceptance of the unconditional surrender terms submitted to us by the Japanese. Go ahead, Ralph Howard Peterson. The Emperor of Japan has just specified, in this message we have from President Truman, full acceptance of the Potsdam ultimatum that was issued, as you'll remember, during the Berlin conference. Now go ahead, Ralph Howard Peterson, with more. Mr. Peterson reports that President Truman told the newsmen that our arrangements are now being made for the consummation of the unconditional surrender of the Japanese. I presume these are military arrangements, are they, Ralph? That's right. They'll be made at the earliest possible moment by the Allies, acting in concert, I assume. All right. Ralph Howard Peterson reports from the White House that General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed Allied Supreme Commander for the occupation forces of the Allies that will take over Japan as a result of the submission to the Potsdam Ultimatum.